This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show with Jason Hartman. You're about to learn a new slant on investing, some exciting techniques, and fresh new approaches to the world's most historically proven asset class that will enable you to create more wealth and freedom than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine self-made multimillionaire who's actually been there and done it. He's a successful investor, lender, developer, and entrepreneur who's owned properties in 11 states, had hundreds of tenants, and been involved in thousands of real estate transactions. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to your financial independence day. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, episode number 614, 614. Thank you so much for joining me today. From around the world, 164 countries listening, and we appreciate having you involved, and we want you to come on the show virtually, the easy way. Join me, find me on Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, download the great little communication tool in the App Store, and you can find me at jhart88, J-H-A-R-T-88. And ask your questions for the show, and I will ask you clarifying questions back. We'll have a little conversation. I'll play it on the air, and that will help the listeners because you'll be contributing to the show. And when you ask questions, a lot of other people have those exact same questions too. And I know I've got a couple of Voxers in the wings that I need to dig up and find and get those on the show as well. So those will be coming up. But gosh, a lot of stuff going on, of course. I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. We've got the new year coming up. Have you thought about your goals for the new year? Yes, we always seem to do this time of year, don't we? New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals, things are going to be different, things are going to be better, we're going to do more, be more, have more, which, by the way, something like that is our quote for the Venture Alliance. That's our tagline. It is, what is it? Be, do, have, I think. I can't remember now. Isn't that terrible? Oh boy, you know, putting me on the spot like that. Well, no one puts me on the spot, right? I'm just doing it to myself. But so thinking about that, I'm sure you are thinking about it, right? What are your big plans for the new year? Well, a great way to get it started, the best way to do that would be to join us for one of those very few seats we have left open for our annual Meet the Masters event here in San Diego. It's going to be great. It's coming up. January 9th and 10th. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be a great event. I think this will be our best Meet the Masters ever. We branched out this year. We got some celebrity speakers involved. So I'm looking forward to that. I think you're going to get a lot of value out of it. So join us for that. It'll be great. And gosh, a few items to talk about today. Want to go into some questions to ask your property manager and talk a little bit more about that subject of managing your manager. Of course, we talk extensively about self-management too. Before we do that, I just want to share this. Like, it's amazing. It really is amazing that we even have to talk about this. It's amazing that there's even an article about this. And here it is, an article by John Johnson with Newser. He says, financial advisors might have to start giving you sound advice. Can you believe this? Can you believe there even has to be an article like this? That this is even a thing? I mean, why is this even a thing? Why is it even a topic? It should be self-evident. No, it's not. And it hasn't been this way. He says, a new rule will require all of them to work in their clients' best interest. You mean that wasn't the rule all of this time, all of these years, all of these decades? No, apparently not. So it says, Americans trying to save for retirement might be pleased to learn that a new law expected next year, So here, coming into the new year, right? This new law will require something that sounds obvious. All financial advisors will be required to work in their clients' best interest. As Vox explains, nothing to do with Voxer, mind you, that is amazingly not the case now. Two kinds of advisors currently exist: registered investment advisors who tend to work with the wealthy, who are held to a higher fiduciary standard, akin to the standards of doctors and lawyers. But hey, let me tell you, folks, my commentary, doctors and lawyers, a lot of them are scum, okay? And just try. Now, I've never had a problem with a doctor. I've had good doctors all my life, it seems like, so far as I know. But lawyers, wow. I've filed a couple of bar complaints against lawyers with the Bar Association, and I tell you, my experience, it's a club for lawyers. Yes, it's their own organization, and they make it really, really difficult to get even the scummiest lawyer that completely screwed up and did not act in your best interest to hold that lawyer accountable. It is unbelievable. So don't exactly hold out a lot of hope for this new rule, okay? That's, I guess, the subtext here, right? So they talk about registered investment advisors. Those are the ones held to the higher fiduciary standard, right? Akin to doctors and lawyers, okay? And they need to work in the best interest of their clients. But the other group of, quote, broker dealers, unquote, are more like salespeople who work on commissions. They are required only to provide, quote, suitable, unquote, advice. Now, what the heck does suitable advice mean? Okay, and there's nothing stopping them from steering their middle-class clients to high-fee products, okay, that result in fat commissions for themselves. So, you know, I'm just not too hopeful about this new rule. I don't think it'll really change much of anything, because guess what? You get past the advisor and say, like we've talked about on prior episodes, when I've had these different watchdog groups on the show, you talk about the advisor, and maybe you'll get the world's best advisor, the world's most ethical, wonderful advisor out there. But regardless of that, you will still be subject to all of the graft and corruption of whatever entity it is in which you're investing. The mutual fund that they put you into, the insurance product that they put you into, the company that they put you into, you know, owning that company's stock, and all of the graft and corruption of their executives and their board of directors and so forth. So, you know, the advisor is just one small step in the whole chain of disgust here, right? So again, there's way more to it than this. But most of the public, the less informed people out there, what will they think? They'll read an article like this and say, oh, finally my investments in Wall Street, the modern version of organized crime, as Jason Hartman likes to say, my investments in Wall Street will be better now because my advisor will be more regulated. But that's not going to make much, if any, difference, right? It's you're still subject to all of the other problems of the company they put you into. So that's, you know, this is just a window dressing, if you ask me, okay? The article goes on to say, the Obama administration is trying to tighten the law to ensure that all advisors put their clients' interest above their own or their company's, and the spending bill that cleared Congress last week. See, another freaking pork barrel, BS, horse trading piece of legislation, right? So, you know, the government can spend more money irresponsibly if they'll just tack on this little thing about the advisors to make people feel better, right? The elite scum in the government will go out there and say, well, this bill is good because, you know, it's going to protect all the investors in the stock market and their advisors are going to have to be, you know, better and take care of business and follow the client's best interest. But, you know, in the meantime, with the new spending bill, we just spent another $1 trillion and created a whole bunch more inflation waiting in the wings to trickle down to all of you and screw the middle class, you know. Anyway, enough of my editorializing, right? Have you had enough yet? Okay, so what else does this thing say? It just goes on to say, the financial industry has mounted a last-minute battle to kill the provision, but it fell short, reports the Wall Street Journal. As a result, the Labor Department is expected to draft legislation in January ahead of its implementation later in the year, so later in 2016. Proponents say that it will save big money. It will save people big money in their IRAs and 401ks, while the industry argues that it will drive many brokers out of business and thus put the price of getting investment advice out of reach for many. At Bloomberg View, meanwhile, a former broker and SEC chief, Arthur Levitt, argues that the change is long overdue. So, you know, it's interesting, that last provision. And I do agree with that, because it may put a lot of them out of business. And that's what always happens with this type of stuff. You know, it's always the law of unintended consequences. It's always, you can't hear the dogs that don't bark. All of these concepts arise whenever the government puts another regulation in. And, I'm not in favor of that, by the way, as you well know. There are a few exceptions I make about it, for sure. But, you know, more regulation, it usually just backfires and hurts the exact people they claim to be helping. Okay, speaking of which, one of our Venture Alliance members, Gary, who I believe Gary has been on the show, he's a great guy, he's been a client for many years, he said to me the other day that he thought my interview with the Primerica guy was too passionate, in that I was, kind of agreeing with him on some stuff, and didn't call him out on the Jamie Dimon affiliation. And you know what, Gary, you're right. So here's the thing. Let me just tell you. I got another criticism when I was on the Real Estate Guys show. Someone said, why didn't you call them out on Belize and argue with them about that? And look, folks, there are many things that my guests do and say with which I do not agree, okay? There, you know, in fact, I intentionally find guests that I don't agree with on the show. And sometimes, you know, I'll heat up the discussion a bit and I will call them out on the carpet. But on some smaller issues, or issues where I don't think I can really deliver any value to you, the listener, by arguing with them over some tangential point, I just let it go. You know, it's like that old saying, you gotta pick your battles, right? And that's true. So look at, by the way, speaking of Jamie Dimon, you must see the movie The Big Short. My mom and I saw it just recently when we were in Scottsdale, Arizona, and wow, it is fantastic. It's excellent. That theater was full. There was literally not a seat in the house available for The Big Short, based on Michael Lewis's book. We did an episode where we profiled Michael Lewis and his 60 Minutes interview and how Wall Street's this massive scam. And, you know, he came out with his book Flash Boys and so on and so forth. The Big Short is excellent. So do not miss that movie. Do not miss The Big Short. It's really, really, really good. And Jamie Dimon, of course, is mentioned in there, and I've profiled Jamie Dimon's crookery before and his disgusting deeds. But, you know, look, I mean, it's just not worth arguing with a Primerica founder about Jamie Dimon. Like, you know, what is that really going to do for the show? I want to hear his story. I mean, it was a really, I thought, amazing entrepreneurial story. How that guy just really disrupted a market, the financial services industry, which is hard to disrupt, okay? And it needs a lot more disruption. There are some industries that are just ripe for disruption. That's one of them. The legal industry is another. And I got a big idea for that that I'll share with you someday. A little side project startup business I'm working on. And yeah, so sometimes I'll take issue with a guest on a point, and sometimes I just won't think it's worth it, you know, to put them on the defensive and have them clam up. Think about my interview a while back with Bill Ayers. Now, certainly none of you regular listeners think I like or agree with or am a fan of Bill Ayers, right? But I actually thought he was a pretty darn good interview. You know, and I didn't argue with him about everything, right? And had I done that, I would have put him on the defensive and he wouldn't have spent 45 minutes with us. And he seemed pretty open, you know, at first. I knew that interview would be controversial. It's really one of the few interviews that I've really done any real prep for. Sorry to admit that. I hope it doesn't ruin it for you. But, you know, my prep is my life is my prep, right? Because this is what I do. It's what I love. And I'm always learning about it, thinking about the show, thinking about how I can bring you listeners more value. So with Bill Ayers, you know, the man who made Obama, the man who describes himself as a communist with a small C, not a capital C communist, a small C. So it's not as bad, right? I guess he's not as bad as Stalin and Mao, you know, and the other dictators in their club who are responsible for the deaths of, I say, about 200 million people in the last century. And, you know, communism, terrible ideology, never works. It's totally against human nature. But it's great for the people at the top, you know? I always kind of like to say that about network marketing. And, you know, I know there are some decent network marketing companies out there, and it's a great idea as a business model, okay? But I like to say, this is my own quote, by the way. Hope I don't get too many people mad at me on this one. But I like to say that network marketing is like communism and socialism. It sounds great in theory, but usually only works out really well for the people at the top. So there you go, you know. And I've been in a lot of these network marketing programs, and it really is. That's got to be the world's best business model. But, you know, it usually doesn't seem to work out that great for the person who's joining late in the game. You know, you got to get in early to those things usually, or in when there's some new disruption or new product or something like that. Anyway, so, you know, that's the concept of some of the interviews, right? You got to pick your battles. I want to use a little bit of the Barbara Walters technique, you know, where you're going to get the guests to open up and share, because if you confront them too much, they're just not going to do that, okay? Okay, so some property manager questions or predictions. You know what? Let's talk about these predictions, these real estate predictions for 2016. But first, let me stand up. Yes, I have an adjustable height desk that I got several months ago. And I tell you, if you are at a desk all day, get yourself an adjustable height desk. I just go like this. And we go from sitting to standing. As Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, says, sitting is the new secondhand smoke. It's really bad for you. And the rule is you should stand for 1/3 of every hour. So if you're sitting for 40 minutes, you gotta stand for 20. So keep that in mind and get yourself an adjustable height desk. If you can't do that, or you don't want to pay for one, or your company won't buy one for you, you know what else works? A box. You just put a box on your desk and you put your computer on top of the box. And then, you know, when your 20 minutes are up, put the box down and have a seat. So there you go. A little health tip for the new year. Okay, so Brad Inman, who we have not had on the show, Inman.com. They've got some good content, good thoughts about the real estate industry. And one of these that you're going to hear is a hugely disruptive thing. It is a game changer. So I'm going to share with you some stuff from one of his articles about 20 predictions for 2016. I don't know if I'll share all of them, but let me just highlight some of this stuff for you because it's pretty good. Okay. So the first Zillow television ad campaign for preferred agents will air. Then a consolidation of agents, real estate agents, of course, will begin to unfold as the online portal focuses only on the best agents, giving them unique conversion, consumer and ad support, right? Now, you know, I don't know if I got this from this article, but let me just share a few more of these tips. And if I didn't, I want to talk to you more about Uber and real estate and how this is a hugely disruptive game changer. I mean, this is going to change everything. If it happens, it is giant. And then if we get it, oh gosh, I got to tell you about my trip to Arizona in my self-driving Tesla, by the way. That was pretty amazing. It really was. You know, the car mostly just drove itself. I mean, unbelievable. I couldn't believe we are right around the corner from the real autonomous vehicle. It is not going to be far away. Because here's one of the things, lest I get off on a tangent again, that Tesla is doing. They're doing what Waze, do you know about this app called Waze? It's a mapping app. Google bought it a few years back. And, you know, unlike Apple Maps and Google Maps, Waze, what it does is it aggregates data from the crowd. And so it crowdsources traffic conditions and mapping. And guess who is doing this brilliantly? Elon Musk at Tesla has announced that the Teslas driving around, remember, it's the only internet-connected car. It's the Internet of Things. As I drive my Tesla around, as other people drive their Teslas around, that car is collecting data on all of the roads and the condition of those roads and the information about them, you know, the lane markings, the signage, because it reads the signs, okay? It's an amazing time to be alive. It is an amazing time to be alive. Well, similar to what Waze does, it will aggregate all of this data and combine it and use the owners, the drivers, to figure out the road system. I mean, this is an amazing time to be alive. The fact that with the internet, you can do these types of things. It's incredible. Okay? Amazing. All right. On with the predictions here, and I want to get to that one about Uber and real estate because it's giant. It's a huge thing. You gotta wait for it here. I think it might be in this article. I can't remember where I read it. Okay, so New York-based Douglas Elliman will acquire a substantial California broker. You don't care about that. Okay, here's an interesting one. There's a very well-capitalized startup out there called Opendoor. Brad Inman is predicting that it will spread its product wings and its geographic reach and begin building its brand, getting meaningful traction outside of its Arizona test market. Now, Opendoor, there's been a lot of talk about this company for a few years in the real estate world, and I'm sort of unmoved. I don't know what the big deal is, but somehow this company has been able to attract a lot of capital. They're going to change the way people buy and sell homes. And again, this stuff, a lot of it doesn't really apply to investors directly, but it's important to kind of have some feel as to what's going on in the industry side, in the trade, because it does ultimately trickle down to you, the investor, a bit as well, okay? NAR, the National Association of Realtors, will announce its new CEO when Dale Stinton announces his retirement with great fanfare, ending an important era for the powerful trade and lobbying group and its longtime respected leader. They will have a new CEO, so that'll be interesting. Someone will snatch up HomeSnap, Boomtown, Showing Time, or Place Setter, or all of the above, and move toward some big acquisitions this year, here and abroad, and keep pace with Zillow. Okay, try to keep pace with Zillow. A new financial instrument will be launched that allows homeowners to hedge. It's basically like an insurance product, okay, against swings in home values. Well, if you've seen The Big Short, you're going to be, that has particular meaning to you. So make sure you see The Big Short and remember that I told you about this prediction, okay? A new financial instrument will be launched that allows homeowners to hedge an insurance product of sorts, okay, against swings in home values. This will begin to protect homeowners from equity erosion and help even out the market swings. Interesting. That might be a bit of a game changer. We'll see. By the way, I have to apologize. I am stuffed up. I've been fighting a cold. So please excuse my stuffiness here. Now, this next one ties in a little bit with a USA Today article. So let me get my USA Today here. I collected this for you on December 23rd. This was when I was in Arizona. And it says on the cover of the money section, home sales sink sharply in November. But here's the interesting part. This is not just a normal change in home sales, okay? What they're saying here is that the new closing process rules could be to blame for a 10.5% drop. Whoa! Whoa, ho, ho! That's a big deal. Okay? And we talked on a prior episode about these new closing procedures and how, you know, how that will affect the industry. So the long-time used HUD, Housing and Urban Development Statement, or the HUD-1, which is really a standardized form for closing costs, that has changed. And what is it called now? I'm starting to receive them as we close transactions through our network and our clients buy properties. It's all beginning to change. I've seen them coming in. It's called, I believe it's called the Closing Disclosure. So anyway, there's a name for you. Highly original names they think of here. This next prediction he talks about, he says the consumer financial, well, he says the CFPB, and we've talked about them before. This is the new big federal agency, right? This new agency that is sort of calling up kind of the way Homeland Security, I guess, would be a fair way to describe it. The way Homeland Security, sort of a lot of agencies were rolled in with them, right? So this is the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I believe is what that acronym stands for. And federal prosecutors, and this is this is one of his predictions, will take down a major real estate company because of systemic RESPA violations, shining light on the cozy relationships between brokers, lenders, and title companies. So RESPA. RESPA stands for the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. Okay, and this is a set of federal laws, which, like all these laws, are very, very hard to understand as to what's allowed and what's not allowed. But the basic idea is, look, there's all these service providers out there, and the government doesn't think they should be allowed to give kickbacks to brokers who refer business to a certain title company, right? Or a certain service provider of some sort. And that's basically what that's about. So Brad's prediction here is that there's going to be a big real estate company going down. Who's that going to be? You know, is it going to be, I don't know, any of these big brand names we know? And I'm not saying it's any of these, but, you know, there's all the big names, right? There's Century 21, there's Coldwell Banker, there's Prudential, there's REMAX, there's Keller Williams. You know, there's all these big real estate companies out there. ERA, not as big, but part of that same family. And a whole bunch of others. So we'll see that. Boy, that's going to be interesting news if that happens. Okay, with much industry hoopla, the 1.0 version of the Broker Public Portal will be launched with no meaningful market share in its first year, but a major equity investment will give the project a boost. Okay, now, what's happening here is that this is yet another sign of the world flattening and what I call the democratization of everything, access. And one of the themes we've had on many past episodes is about self-management and empowerment. And we are doing the same theme at our upcoming Meet the Masters of Income Property event in January. It's basically a continuation of last year's theme of empowerment, because this is the time, this is the era of the empowered investor, where you have so many more tools available to you, including the one we just acquired, Real Estate Tools. We just acquired this company. I've been trying to buy this for many, many years, and realestatetools.com is the website. We're going to be talking a lot more about empowerment at Meet the Masters. I just picked up the little flyers that we'll be passing out at Meet the Masters for that, and just how you have so much more power with a company like WeGoLook, who I had on the show recently. You may have heard that episode. More investor empowerment. Cozy, we've got the CEO and founder of Cozy speaking at Meet the Masters. Tons of investor empowerment tools there. So a lot of good stuff. Okay. Industry bellyaching about the portals will give way to agents voting with their feet for online leads and the best ROI, return on investment, of course, and for the superior applications that make their lives and their clients' lives easier. Here's one. A do-it-yourself home seller offer, in other words, a limited service type of broker that will let people go directly to the MLS to list their property, will get traction by consolidating all of the local self-serve options out there. And, there's been a lot of talk about that. You know, one of the things I say, and it might be finally ready to change, but I tell you, I was saying this 20 years ago. The real estate industry is like a big, giant marshmallow. You take your fist, you cock it back like you're going to give a big punch, right? You pull your fist back and you're ready to just punch that marshmallow, and you make a giant dent in it with your fist. And then as you pull your fist out, the marshmallow goes back to its original position. And that's really what's mostly happened all along in the real estate industry. It's been very hard to disrupt the industry. But I'm getting pretty excited about some of the disruption ideas that are coming up, okay? Another prediction, with industry tension dying down, innovation and adoption will begin to significantly disrupt old ways, making for a smoother transaction as companies, old and new, compete to offer the best products. So the real estate transaction itself, other than the government intervention in it, which is always a nightmare, is actually getting easier with a lot of technological tools. So that's good. Okay, so let me just go down here. He says 100 MLSs will be gobbled up. You know, those MLS services are different companies own them. It's not like one big entity. Will be gobbled up in a crazed MLS merger and acquisition environment, giving the industry line of sight to a single MLS system in the coming years. Well, I kind of hope that doesn't happen. It'll be like the Google of real estate listings, and I don't like central planning. I don't like too much consolidation. At first, it seems good and convenient, but then they always abuse it, you know. He says the luxury housing market will slow down amid growing controversy over the excesses of the rich and famous. Fair enough. We'll see. Another prediction. A real estate executive will be elected U.S. president. And he puts in parentheses, this is a prediction, not a preference. So who would that be? That would be the Donald, right? Okay, well, we'll see. We will see. And I want you to notice, dear listeners, by the way, how conspicuously and oddly quiet I have been on the presidential candidates. Did you notice that? You can't hear the dogs that don't bark. I haven't made much of a comment at all. You know, I'm not really into individual politicians. They've just disappointed me too many times, so I never like really get heavily behind one person. I'm more into the ideology, and I'll argue that all day. I've wasted a lot of time doing that, but anyway, we will see. That's interesting. You know, I don't know. You know, love them or hate them, but I think it's time we had an actual business person running the country, because the country is really nothing more than a giant corporation. Okay. Automated showings will become commonplace as technology enables a safer solution than the traditional showing. That means the showing of the property due to the authentication of buyers. Here it is. Number 17 on the list. The one I teased you about earlier. This is it. Uber will team up with a real estate firm to offer Uber driver showings, giving consumers access to homes for sale instantly. An unofficial but sanctioned Uber app and lockbox may be part of the deal. That is a game changer. If that happens, and you are in traditional real estate and you are listening to this, be scared, because that could really, really impact your livelihood. Okay? That's a biggie. Automated offers will begin showing up more and more as the technology makes it easy for both agents and consumers to deploy. I don't know. We'll see about that. You know, there are automated offer software programs out there. I've seen them for many years, looked at them. I know a lot of people who are in the business of buying mass numbers of single family homes or other types of properties, and none of them really use those with any degree of success. We'll see. Yeah, jury's out on that one, I'd say. Okay, the Zillow-Move lawsuit will not be settled as both sides rack up millions of dollars in legal bills. Hey, yeah, there goes the lawyers. More dirty little secrets of these online companies will be revealed, showing how they operate and compete. Last but not least, this is interesting, blockchain technology. Now, we've done many shows where we've talked about Bitcoin and all these, you know, cryptocurrencies, cyber currencies, alternative currencies. And, you know, they use the blockchain. That's what Bitcoin does. And that is a really neat technology, although I'm not a fan of Bitcoin because they don't have aircraft carriers and they don't have, you know, fighter jets. And the biggest military the human race has ever known. Yet the good old humble dollar has all of that, okay? So blockchain technology will gain traction, further streamlining the back end and forging home buyer, seller, and property authentication and syncing disparate databases, making the home sale a breeze. Well, that would be exciting. All right, so there are some predictions for 2016. Again, I wish those were mine. I think they're pretty darn interesting. Brad Inman, you did a great job on that. You know, some of them related more to the industry than the specific investor, but ultimately affect all of us, and it will be interesting to see how it turns out. Go to jasonhartman.com, get your last-minute ticket for our upcoming Meet the Masters event, and then join us in Dubai with the Venture Alliance, my high-end, high-level mastermind group. Go to Venture Alliance Mastermind to check that out. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you on the next episode.
I've never really thought of Jason as subversive, but I just found out that's what Wall Street considers him to be.
Really? Now, how is that possible at all?
Simple. Wall Street believes that real estate investors are dangerous to their schemes because the dirty truth about income property is that it actually works in real life.
I know. I mean, how many people do you know, not including insiders, who created wealth with stocks, bonds, and mutual funds? Those options are for people who only want to pretend they're getting ahead.
Stocks and other non-direct traded assets are a losing game for most people. The typical scenario is you make a little, you lose a little, and spin your wheels for decades.
That's because the corporate crooks running the stock and bond investing game will always see to it that they win. This means, unless you're one of them, you will not win.
And unluckily for Wall Street, Jason has a unique ability to make the everyday person understand investing the way it should be. He shows them a world where anything less than a 26% annual return is disappointing.
Yep, and that's why Jason offers a one-book set on creating wealth that comes with 20 digital download audios. He shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I like how he teaches you how to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And this set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered for only $197.
To get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia Book 1, complete with over 20 hours of audio, go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.